This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Yes, we've reached the second quarter of the season. And mid-November in these parts means the Subway Super Series. We'll recap the games in Vancouver and Victoria this week, along with Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender Laurent Brossoit and Team WHL head coach Don Knockbauer. That is coming up. Another player to play for Team WHL in those games was Prince Albert Raiders captain Mark McNeil. He's also the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us as well. All after back-to-back Subway Super Series games in Vancouver and Victoria, it is Team Russia emerging with the series victory after a 5-2 regulation win in the final game in Victoria, edging Team WHL and the Canadian Hockey League by a single point. The first game of the final leg of the series was in Vancouver Thursday night, and it would go to a shootout after a scoreless 60 minutes. In the shootout, Hunter Shinkarik, Mark McNeil, and Sam Reinhart all scored, while Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender Laurent Brossoit was perfect, not only in regulation, making 30 saves, but also in the shootout, stopping all three Russian attempts. Team WHL head coach Don Knockbauer says Brossoit was a big part of the Game 5 victory.
He brought in a game that, you know, he's had in Edmonton the last few weeks, so it, to me, it wasn't a fluke. And the other side is, yeah, he didn't have a great summer, but, you know, redemption. I thought he came back motivated, made the big save when he had to, and it's a credit to him because this game here was on the line. He was outstanding in the shootout, outstanding in the second period, and when he had to make a save, he was there for us.
And Brossoit was happy with his performance.
It was a perfect game for me, and I'm hoping to continue that. First period, I felt a little bit sloppy, to be honest, and you know, I was glad that I got my feet under me and started watching the puck.
He admits he's been playing better hockey lately.
Yeah, no, I've been for sure feeling better than I did at the start of the season. I obviously didn't get off to statistically the start that I wanted to, and I'm starting to find my way and see the puck, and I'm glad that I could do it in tonight's game.
By the way, 11,124 fans took in the game at Pacific Coliseum, a CHL Subway Super Series attendance record. The next night in Victoria, the Russians jumped out to a 2-0 first period lead and would never look back, skating to a 5-2 victory in front of a sellout crowd of just over 7,000 at Save-On Foods Memorial Center. After the game, head coach Don Knockbauer credited a tough Russian opponent.
It's a world-class team. Most of those kids you saw on that team are going to be on their World Junior team. There's 19 that they brought over that we saw in the summer series. So it's not anything I didn't expect. I knew it was going to be a challenging two games for our group that we had here in the Western Hockey League.
Tri-City Americans goaltender Eric Comrie took over for Laurent Brossoit midway through the second period in goal, and Comrie was stellar, keeping his team in the game with several big saves. Knockbauer definitely noticed the 17-year-old's performance.
It's great. He needed the experience, and it's going to bode well for his future. But he wasn't intimidated, and he's one of those young guys within our league that deserves to be here. And next year and the year after, and even with the national program, we've got a good young goaltender in the Western Hockey League.
The next step is the Canadian World Junior Selection Camp set for next month in Calgary.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot. Goal! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scores the go-ahead goal. Stephen Elliott.
The WHL. It's your time.
Well, Team Pacific has announced its roster for the upcoming World Under-17 Hockey Challenge set for Quebec over New Year's. The top 16-year-olds from British Columbia and Alberta make up the roster, 11 from each province. 18 of the 22 play in the Western Hockey League. The roster includes first overall Bantam pick from 2 years ago, Jake Virtanen of the Calgary Hitmen, plus number 2 pick overall, defenseman Bryson Martin of the Swift Current Broncos, and the 5th overall pick in the draft, Reed Duke of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Team West, made up of Saskatchewan and Manitoba, will release their roster in the coming days. The World Under-17 Challenge will be played out of Victoriaville and Drummondville December 29th to January 4th.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
A 7-point week for Prince Albert Raider captain Mark McNeil has earned him the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Raiders, Drew Wilson, has more.
Mark, your Denny's WHL Player of the Week, 2 goals and 5 assists in the 3 games. The points have been hard to come by. What was the difference last week?
I think things were just clicking for us. I want to say the bounces were going our way a little bit, but you know, me and my line mates were working really hard for opportunities out there, and you know, like I said, pucks were going in the net for us.
It's been moving around from line to line. Is it a matter of trying to find the guys that click consistently together?
Yeah, that's the thing the coaches are looking for is, you know, who gels the best together. And, you know, they're going to continually mix things up throughout the year. And, you know, you just have to be ready to play with whoever you're with on any given night.
It's gone very well for the team. There are some games that you'd like to have some do-overs on, but that notwithstanding, you're still in first place. What's been the difference this year as opposed to last?
A number of different things. You know, what comes into my mind first is, you know, just a different mindset and a different attitude we're approaching every game with. You know, along with that, it's, you know, we brought in some different personnel and guys really came into camp in really good condition. And, you know, there's some things right there I can just rely off the top of my head that have, you know, really helped us have a better start this season.
How about perhaps more attention to defense at times as well? Has that been a contributor?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you look at our, you know, our goals against, it's, you know, a test to our defensive play, but, you know, at the same time, it's also, you know, big hand to our goalies. Andy Dizzletels and Luke Siemens have played great for us back there.
Now that the team has been playing better defensively, yourself included, now that you're getting that part of the game, is it a matter where you can focus a little more on offense from time to time now?
Yeah, well, we, you know, you can't really take your mind off the defensive side of the game too much. You know, I've always learned being on the defensive side of the puck and, you know, worrying about your own end first. We'll soon let things pay off on the other end for you. But, you know, so like I said, we got to just focus on our end and keep pucks out of our net. And, you know, soon enough, they'll go in their net.
Thanks, Mark, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to Drew Wilson and Prince Albert for his help this week, as well as thanks to Ian Douglas, who is covering the Subway Super Series on behalf of WHL this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.